This is the Infamous Inmate Podcast with your host, Gio. Hello, 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 and hello, everybody. Welcome to the Infamous Anime Podcast. My name is Gio. First thing I want to say, Happy New Year and a Happy 2023 to everybody right here. How y'all doing? I am doing great. For the last few weeks, I have not posted anything because obviously to celebrate Christmas and New Year's. But I want to recap Uzaki-chan Wants to Hang Out Season 2. If you didn't see Season 1, you could go back to the first episode where I recap Season 1 of Uzaki-chan Wants to Hang Out with a particular guest on there. Uzaki-chan Wants to Hang Out Season 2. I will give it a 9 out of 10 rating. And there's plenty of reasons why I give it that rating. It was between fall of winter of last year, 2022. Let's start with the pros. The intro fits very well. The music was very fast and a catchy beat. The visuals are perfect to see what's going on to be in the season. So when I see the visuals, well, when you guys see the visuals of that show, there are some scenes in the intro that it will tell you what's about to happen, what's going on. And the next point is very short, simple for the audience to see. So it's not hard that you can't figure out. It kind of leaves a little of a suspense slash pique your interest and curiosity of what's going to happen. Now, this is where it gets crazy. The plot of the anime continues. It continues where it left off at season one. And for those who don't know, there is a girl named Anuzaki who know Shinichi Surugai since high school. Now they're in college, they're working, but apparently she hangs out with him so much to the point that she grew to like him. Which, speaking about growing to like, my next pointer is feelings were out in this season. When I say feelings were out, let me tell you, feelings were really out to a point where it got good. Hannah was playing hard to get when Shinichi mentions about a family meeting with everybody. And I think the reason why she was being playing hard to get was because of the fact that she was a little embarrassed to see how her meeting up with the family would react, knowing that her family will feel some type of way about it. And Surukai started to change on how he feels on a few times. And there was a time where Uzaki, or should I say Hana, feel differently. And I'm gonna say, for this is like a, I'm gonna just give one good example. During the last endings of the season, when he met the family for the first time ever, he started drinking and, you know, having a good old time to a point where he was lightheaded and he was drunk on Christmas Eve. And he basically exposed his feelings towards her and what he's going through in front of her own family when he celebrated in her residence. They knew about what he's going through, what his parents are doing. Basically, he basically told Uzaki straight up in front of her family that he enjoys being her company and checking up on him and everything. Well, on the flip side, she's starting to expose herself on how she feels towards Shinichi. And there are multiple ways. She cares about how he addresses her compared to other people, such as younger sister, which that one by far is, you could tell that's instant jealousy. Basically, Shinichi called her by her first name, but he didn't call Hana by her first name. And to an extent, I think for, I could be wrong, but I think a couple days towards like a week, she basically gave him the silent treatment, which obviously he did not know what was going on at first. But in the work job, when her sister came, she basically exploded and told him what happened, in which he apologized and everything. The next example I have is getting annoyed with about petty things. Like, for example, like what I mentioned earlier, she got mad at Surikai because he basically called the younger sister her first name, but didn't acknowledge Hana by her first name in front of everybody, which obviously she got pissed and mad. In some events of the season, both Hana and Shinichi have a heart-to-heart conversation in which you can tell that they are into each other without realizing him. Putting him in front of certain people in her life, such as family. I said that the first one was very vital. This one hit me with a curveball because it was a time where Uzaki's family had went to a vacation in a water theme park, and she mentioned that, and luckily or somehow, Shinichi and his friend saw Uzaki. She was so willing to hang out with this guy that she was willing to leave her own family out in the open and basically hung out with Shinichi throughout the time. It to a point where Shinichi's friend persuaded her to not do that and to spend time with her family. For sure, a lot to get his attention. Not only to building a love connection between them, but those two have a sexual tension. And I just want to stop right there to understand that it wasn't like it was indirectly, but in season two, it was obvious. So they really enjoy each other's company by, you know, teasing them, participating like in sports like soccer, going to like a school affairs, going to different festivals, and they really were linking up. They usually they would argue like on like season one, they would argue, but in season two, they hardly argued. Of course, that's a win for both of them, but also they are starting to understand each other in a way, to a point where the two friends, which was a co-worker and Shinichi's friend, could see that those two have a lot in common that they don't realize it, and they're escalating this to more than a friendship, which I will mention that a little bit later on. Here's another thing that they did. Every time when he goes in the apartment and she was cooking, she would love to wear his own t-shirts. Correct me if I'm wrong, but a person who's friends with somebody would not wear another person's t-shirt. Me personally, the only time a girl will wear my t-shirt, you know, I'm not gonna even mention that. No, I'm not gonna do that. We're not gonna do that. But a friend does not wear another person's t-shirt just like that in his apartment while cooking. That's all I'm gonna say. She mentions senpai a lot when she talks about certain things, especially when it comes to dealing with like the co-worker and other people. She mentions him almost in every single thing as if she fantasizes about that guy. And if you don't know what the word senpai means master in Japanese. So even though she's saying master to senpai to other people, in her subconscious feeling, she really likes this guy. She really likes him. And also this season, it also explains the reason why Shinichi was in isolation throughout the years. Basically, the father wanted to kick him out of the family house and live somewhere so he can be a little friendly with his mom and raise Shinichi's babysitter, which he found out eventually during the end of the episode, which of course he did not know, and he did not get like messages or updates about it from his mom. He was just minding his own business, working, doing his own thing, which I will introduce him in a few minutes. The series did not lose its touch from season one. Of course, it has its memorable parts that were very warm to the touch and emotional to some viewers. And it still has its funny parts to the episode that will make you chuckle. Also, we have a lot of new characters in this season. We have Fujio Uzaki, which is an employee of the gym that Shinichi went for a trial and temporary lifting partner, which he found out that it turns out to be Hana's father and the wife of Tsuki Uzaki, which is Hana's mom. Yanagi Uzaki, which is Hana's younger sister that is still in high school and has her bangs cover her eyes. She's very logical out of all of them, in my opinion. We can debate that. This is the same Yanagi that Shinichi mentions her first name every time when she comes in the job, and Hana got super agitated because of the fact that he met Yanagi just not too long ago and started to call her by her first name, whereas when he met Uzaki years upon years since high school and never once mentions her first name. Then we have Kiri Uzaki, Hana's younger brother that teases her about everything and gives her a hard time. Oh man. Kiri, he has this funny moments where he is also a swimming team. He's also in a swimming team in this high school, which ironically, Shinichi was in the swimming team and he could still swim, obviously, and he's very determined. Then we have the gym bros, which is the two gym buddies that Shinichi met that was complimenting on his endurance when he was lifting weights as Fujio was spotting him. Pretty much there were two guys that he befriended that Shinichi met when he went to the same gym that Fujio worked for a trial before he decided to keep going. And they were very surprised that at a young age he could lift so many weights. So we're down to the Surikais. Haruko Surikai, which is Shinichi's mother, that was very worried for him, and is also the mother of Nodoka Surikai. Nodoka Surikai is Shinichi's 8-month-old baby sister that he found out when he visits back home at the end of the season. And Shiru Surikai is the father and a practitioner in the martial arts of judo. He is also the guy that Shinichi, I don't want to say despises, but has a love-hate relationship with. And also kind of the reason why he went in isolation after he left the family house to live on his own. The only con that I have in this show that I would say is the beginning of the season, the plot came out a boring start. The intro was very dry to where it stand off. I mean, I kind of understand what they're trying to do, which is to summarize the first season before they jump to the next season, but it also leaves a lot of questions and it left back a lot of semi parts and events to this season in order for season two to happen the way it happened. There were plenty of arguments between Uzaki and Shinichi, aka Surikai, more than explaining than what's going on in the story. A few of their arguments that they had throughout the season was very petty, very, very petty, and it did not relate to what was going on. This anime was getting dragged out on like the first season. The first season of the anime, it was an introduction anime. It went straight to the point, what's going on, how did it came about, and it showed a little bit of flashbacks, which it leads to my next point. It showed a lot of flashbacks that will confuse the audience to know what's going on. I understand what was going on why they put a lot of flashbacks, but in my opinion, it would confuse to what's going on in this series, because it might show a flashback of them in high school, they're talking, but it will confuse them to say, wait, hold on, I thought they were in college. Why are you showing this certain scene in high school, and what does it have to do with them escalating to their more than friendship that's going on? And I can see that was going on, and I could also understand why people would say, wait, what does this have to do with X, Y, and Z? So I would give this a 9. I recommend this to a lot of people, especially if you're a good fan of those anime where two friends start to group to have feelings towards each other. I recommend this. Not only feelings was known, feelings was exposed, but also it was the season where the plot from season one, I don't want to say it not only it thickens, but it also gives a sense of climactic experience of what's going on and how serious is this anime gonna get, as far as between the connection between Hana and Shinichi, aka Sorokai, and also how this connection is gonna affect everybody, from family to the co-workers to even Shinichi's friend. And I can see that in this third season, it's gonna be to a point where not only everyone is gonna push Shinichi to date her, but I feel that in the third season coming up, is gonna let Shinichi know that something has to be done, something has to give in, and he has to just make a decision between if he would date her or he would just leave her hanging. I also think that in the third season, I think that it will get so serious to a point where, and correct me if I'm wrong, not only he's gonna start to show a lot of affection towards her, because at almost close to the end of the episode of season two, Shinichi founds out that Uzaki really had a thing for her and everybody noticed except for him, which I kind of find that a little bit odd that he doesn't know that, if you ask me. But I think that he will slowly start to become more expressive since he finally realizes that Uzaki really does have a thing for her, or should I say Hana has a thing for him, and give her hints and tricks to know that, yes, I feel the same way as you. Before we go, I would like to say thank you for the listeners who are listening. Season 2 of Uzaki-chan Wants to Hang Out is already out, so you could go watch it wherever you see this anime. Follow me on Spotify. Hit that follow button right there so you can see what's coming up next. Really want to follow me personally. I'm always on Instagram at infamous_geo3. And I'm working on a few things right now, so bear with me. I am going to see if I can make a Discord group so I can have a community there and we could talk about the seasons and what do you think was going to happen, and we can make our own inferences and predictions of what's going to happen to the new season of the recaps that I have. But until then, have yourselves a great day and keep on watching.